It is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, but it's modified in the sense that I didn't want to just tell those 13 verses in Luke 16, because those 13 verses are part of a whole gospel. And those 13 verses don't deal with the gospel per se. They've got a rich man who neglects a poor man, and the rich man goes to hell and the poor man goes to heaven. But does that mean automatically that everybody who has substantial means automatically goes to hell? Does it mean that everybody who's poor automatically goes to heaven? No. However, it is teaching some very serious responsibilities that those of us with wealth, which is pretty much all of us in this culture, and certainly we have to trust in Christ for our salvation. And it's not by works that we've done. So I make a third character in the story besides the rich man and Lazarus. I add Jesus. So it's three men. It's the stories of three men. And on the cover, you've got the three men. And in the story, you've got the three men. And Christ's story becomes the foundation, the stepping stone for the other two stories, because how those men respond to Jesus, who I have walking through the streets outside the rich man's gates, meeting Lazarus, confronted by the rich man, because you've got this crowd of people in the streets and I'm trying to get my chariot out. And who do you think you are? And so you got Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. And so it's taking things Jesus actually said, and it's incorporating them into the storyline. Now, he didn't say them all on the same day in the same place, but I have him saying them on the streets of Jerusalem. And it just makes for a story that's Christ-centered, gospel-centered, but it fills out the destiny of every human being. It's trust in Christ, paradise, wonders of heaven, refuse, reject, and really the horrors of hell.